Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio. This December 1st, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again for our 13th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and employee benefits. Many employees do not realize that their employer is actually their insurance company. These organizations actually choose whether benefits are paid out in some cases. Some may use another corporation to process the claim, but self-insured employers, again, meaning they are your insurance company, have the last word. Do you really want employers making decisions not only about your career, but also your health, life, and disability benefits? Well, right now, many corporations, in fact, large corporations, do. Find out what can happen when you experience unforeseen circumstances by listening and calling our program. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, starting with daily routines that include physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise while recovering from a car collision. Relationships with family, friends, and coworkers may take a toll on the injured. It's your challenges that tell the story. We share car accident information as well as life experiences that follow. From the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, and self-insured employer situations, this show is really about you. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWire's Insurance Company, Social Security, and Employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So, listen, relax and call in and talk, because this is about you and your car accident experiences. When in a collision, depending on the severity, many insurance companies, whether they are independent private carriers or self-insured employers, typically initially foster goodwill and pay your claim. However, as time progresses and cost builds and loss of time at work accrues, the options selected may change. Remember, they have written the insurance policy. You are not alone in this season of your life. Many have gone before and many will be there afterwards. There is so much to consider. Many people don't realize it until they're in the situation, when you've been in a car accident. At the scene of a collision, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up that it's easy to forget, or there may be something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of My Car Accident Book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you're able to begin documenting right from the start. So when asking or receiving questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of writing space yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. As author and host, I am ready to share and hear your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car collision. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you don't feel well through most of the process, which can open you up to be taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally. This is why I'm sharing my wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully if you run into this situation, you'll be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share tweets, blog articles, videos, and music, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it is difficult and takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story, and it can be helpful in the healing process. So I'm offering the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, along with the first caller to share their own past or current employee benefit experiences while being involved in a car accident or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will personally be signed by Estra. Also, you can order your copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the soft cover book or ebook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, and now Google, as well as other major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/Estra. That's ESTRAS.blogtips. Email your responses to Estra's radio show at blogtalkradio.com. You can tweet me at Estra's radio show. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now bring your conversation to Estra's radio show on Blog Talk Radio. About holiday season? Is money tight? Having more pain than you've ever known? Can't figure out how you can participate in holiday events when not feeling well? Decide to make it enjoyable anyway. Participate less, but have more fun when you do, allowing for a restful recovery in between. Order a copy of Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra to read while relaxing at home. Learning from first-hand experiences means a lot. Remember, being injured doesn't mean your life is over. The holidays are meant for you too. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening and being a part of the broadcast. Our topic is you and employee benefits. Now, it's a very scary day when you wake up to learn what you thought was a secure financial decision has turned out not to be. Who can you really depend on benefits provided by? An insurance or self-insured employer? When in deep trouble, will they pay up or back out? Stay tuned as we go through the journey of employee benefits provided by self-insured employers, which means your company is also acting as your insurance carrier. Do they tell you that or hide it? The disguise of letting you believe another insurance company is responsible. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverages of all types we've paid premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. These are my views and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I will be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. This week's personal injury news comes from Belfast Telegraph in the UK. The title is Protesters Demand Disability Rights. Quote, people with disabilities are being ignored and isolated and bear an unfair brunt of the economic cutbacks, campaigners have complained. About 2,000 protesters marched to the gates of the Dáil to show government a red card ahead of Budget 213. The members of the Disability Rights Coalition said they are demanding their rights, not charity, and called on politicians to stick with the promises in the program from government, including maintaining social welfare rates, a new law to replace the 1871 Lunacy Act. Spokeswoman Siob Han Kane said, everybody talks about the big announcements on Budget Day, but for people with disabilities, it is a gradual drip feed. Day by day and week by week, they are told a support or service is being taken away. James Riley, health minister, doesn't stand up in the Dáil and say people have to organize their own transport or start paying for respite. People feel they have no control over any of it, and it's causing huge stress and worries for disabled people and their families. There are 600,000 people with disabilities across Ireland, 13% of the population. But Ms. Kane warned, many are ignored, isolated, and bear an unfair brunt of cuts. The disability sector has already suffered budget cuts of 13% since 2008. One woman left caring for her three elder brothers with intellectual disabilities has made a desperate plea for the men to be given residential care. Aideen Poland, 46, moved in with her brothers Jack, 64, Michael, 63, and Vera, 53, in North Dublin when their elderly mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and went into a nursing home almost 3 years ago. The men, believed to have a special need due to the fragile X chromosome, attend a day service with St. Michael's House in Glasnevin, but their sister is fighting for long-term respite care, end quote. I suspect the disabled in many locations are running into cutbacks. One must stand up, in my opinion, because it seems otherwise those least able to afford it are suffering more than their fair share. So you continue to stand up for what you believe, no matter where you are in this world, abled and disabled, because I see a lot of things happening to people that workers without injuries or disabilities. Although my perception of a disability might differ, I think that everyone has strengths and weaknesses. If you are not standing in that spot, the spot that says I'm standing up for my rights, then your needs may often be overlooked. So from my perspective, our world is changing. Call me and tell me what you think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my commentary on employee benefits right after these messages.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. The greatest love of all starts with you. No one says it better than Whitney Houston. Now, for my commentary on employee benefits. Daily, millions of Americans head off to work. Many are in jobs that they only stay with because of the benefits that are offered to them. Some are fortunate enough to have careers of their own choosing, which in my opinion are the best. Those typically have less stress, and people in them find them adding more value to their personal life because they're usually typically getting paid a living wage, but it also energizes them to be there, for it allows them to use their creativity. Most Americans also carry a lot of debt. And typically individuals make around $25,000 a year. So when you take away the cost of living and the attempts to keep up with the Joneses, most have no savings and depend on the benefits offered by employers in case of an unforeseen event that is catastrophic in nature. However, is this really true? I mean, how far does the help go? Or the benefits from an employer? Can you depend on their support? First, let's go back to the issue of wages. Most employees are underpaid. Employees' wages have been decreasing for decades, therefore giving large corporations an enormous amount of power, which they've taken, and in my opinion, not earned. A lack of respect by most, excluding a few, such as Costco, by the way, and thanks for taking the heat, executive, who recognize the value of a healthy workforce and the value that it brings, while others choose to reinstate slavery in a more sophisticated manner, one that's not glaring to see visually, but devastating to those who have to survive on the meager wages in humiliating work environments and painful consequences from the lack in their lives, as well as their children, spouses, siblings, or elderly parents. That being said, now let's turn to the benefits. Large private companies typically are self-insured, meaning they are your employer and insurer. If that's not enough to scare you, I'm not sure what will. In my opinion, this creates a mentality of, we own you. This can create a cycle of employees staying because they cannot afford to leave. It's an upper hand that many private companies are very much aware of. Typically, the benefits offered, if any, include pensions, which they make money off of, medical insurance, which some discourage you use because, remember, they are footing the bill, life insurance, which feels like a freebie to most of the time it feels like a freebie for employers, and short-term or long-term disability, which, in my opinion, is the one they least prefer. I would reconsider one's perspective on how available employer benefits are to middle and low-wage earners. Putting a few resources away for a rainy day on your own for something that happens in the future may help with struggles and time to prepare for changes in your life. Evaluate your employer's written benefit policy, but also track their record of payments, especially the length of time. Find out as soon as possible about their behavior before you need to use any of your benefits. A corporation that is willing to pay a living wage, respect their employees, and will pay out benefits when you need them is well worth working for. Think about how well they have treated the average employee when injured or sick. How long was the care? Did they live up to their end of the bargain? Again, it's important to figure this out before you need them. Or they may be like a spouse that's gone at the hint of trouble, leaving you high and dry. For medical insurance, typically the 80% is paid with frequency. Remember, in most cases, you still have to pay the 20%. So with a salary of $25,000, how far can you go up? This allows many to hide behind the employee's inability to pay for high medical care costs. But if you are fortunate with more than one policy and you have a major trauma, you may see the delay, deny, harassment tactics, when of course not being able to defend yourself easily. Because you don't feel well, you're sick, you're trying to get well, you just don't feel like doing all that drama. And most of them know it, at least from my perspective. So how long does this go on? Ask a many cancer patients. Longer than right now you can imagine, I suspect. unless you know someone who's gone through it. Life insurance, to many employers, is like the casino. They rarely have to pay out on it, but are allowed to keep the premium. Yet, no, many of these companies, since self-insured, decide which ones they will pay out on and which ones they will fight, which could take up to 10 years in some cases. And this is true with other benefits, too. So how many people making $25,000 a year can afford that? And yes, they know that, too. Short and long-term disability insurance, in my opinion, is the worst nightmare of them all. Here, many people believe they have a safety net between the policy at work and Social Security disability. But have you read the fine print in your policy? In my opinion, if you had, you would be shuddering with fear and trembling. Short-term disability lasts typically up to 3 months. And if that's all required, you typically will be okay. Most pay and see it as just another investment in their workers. But what if it goes on and the cost begins to rise? Well, there are several tactics here, none of them in your best of interest. So if you are expecting to receive benefits beyond the second year, you might want to rethink it. Your employer gets almost completely out of paying their fair share. The actual amount you receive will not be as much as you're expecting. And you are typically dropped down into poverty, and the meager way of life can drop you down even further than you can imagine. So what is the best thing you can do from my perspective? Realize, unfortunately, that most employers see you as a slave, to pimp off your labor, run you into the ground physically, emotionally, and financially, and then drop you like you're hot. If they carried a different point of view, in my opinion, they would treat you with respect and dignity and also pay you. The ones that do, I wish in the next decade, they're the ones that move us back into the right direction, because there is a lot of talent in people that is going to waste. We need a new leadership of company executives, ones who will not forget where they came from and want to add value not only to the lives of their family and friends, but this global world we live in now, where a greed addiction is no longer dictating their way of life or actions towards others, especially their employees and benefits. Those who are doing it right, I appreciate you. I thank you. I hope that you'll continue to hold on and not be, you know, get on that roller coaster of breaking down people, because it's just not, it really isn't good for any of us. Again, this is why I personally believe in the single-payer system. It takes the greed out of the equation and puts first all of the citizens. Do you think 20% overhead cost is better than 4%? In this country, most single-payer systems are efficient and have lower overhead that is less than 4%. Yet those bonuses you keep hearing about and the great benefit packages to the 1%, well, that's the 20% overhead. So when given a choice, choose care for all people. Next, we'll talk about healthcare costs on the rise, so stay tuned. Are you worried about what's going to happen next? Got those insurance company blues? Don't let a car collision keep you confused. Talking about you with Estra tells it like it is. You'll find wisdom, knowledge, and support now. Isn't it time for us to talk to get the answers that you need? Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Get rid of those insurance company blues. worried about your holiday season? Is money tight? Having more pain and suffering than you've ever known? Can't figure out how you can participate in the holiday events when you're not feeling well? Decide to make it enjoyable anyway. Participate less, but have more fun when you do, allowing for a restful recovery in between. Order a copy of Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge and Support by Estra to read while relaxing at home. Learning from first-hand experiences mean a lot. Back to Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Our first article comes from Health Watch, and it's a study for self-insured health plans on the rise for private sector employers. In other words, the self-insured employer health plans means that an employer wants to also be your insurance company. And the actual article is by Elise Vibeck. And the article goes, quote, "Private sector employers are increasingly choosing self-insured health plans to cover their employees, according to a new study. The Nonpartisan Employee Benefit Research Institute found that about 6 in 10 private sector workers were covered by self-insured plans in 2011, up from 4 in 10 in the late 1990s. Researchers predicted the trend may continue as employers look for ways to save money on their health care coverage." I just have to make a quick note in here. Usually that means cutting out something that was in your current health care package. So maybe you were able to get a particular treatment now that they used to cover. Now you'll find that it won't be in there. Okay, I'm going to go back to the article. Quote, Employers generally, and small employers particularly, concerned about the rising cost of providing health care coverage, may view self-insurance as a better way to control expected cost increases, said EBRI's Paul Fronston, who wrote Wednesday's report. I have to stop again. They're not saying how they anticipate on controlling costs. And to me, in my opinion, what that means is reducing the actual options you have. And just like I said, some of the services that were covered before are no longer available, or you have to pay them out of pocket. Okay, I'm going to go on and finish, quote, "The new analysis provides a baseline against which to measure future trends. EBRI noted that some employers expect cost increases as a result of the Affordable Care Act's new coverage requirements and may turn to self-insured plans for that reason." I have a lot to say about that one, but I'm just going to hold my tongue for a while for that one. I'm going to go on. Massachusetts, the firm found, has seen an increase in the share of workers covered by self-insured plans. The Bay State implemented a reform similar to the Affordable Care Act in 2006. In offering a self-insured plan, an employer assumes the financial risk associated with the health care coverage for its workers rather than transferring risk to an insurance company. Let's see, I have to stop this, but this is just too good to not say. They're not saying that they also get the rewards. And I don't see that that's going to be in this last sentence here. So basically what they're able to do, first of all, is cut the services and care that you get in healthcare by not covering it, and then actually enjoy the premiums that you're paying monthly that you may not be using or as a whole. So this, to me, and in the words of Vice President Biden, I think there's a bit of malarkey going on here, from what I can tell. But I'm going to finish this. There's only one more sentence left here. It says large employers are often in a better position to self-insure and have driven the wider trend towards self-insured plans over the last decade, according to EBRI, end quote. So from my perspective, employers will continue to become their employees' insurance company. There are too many advantages for them, in my opinion, which leads to more reductions for employees. So pay attention to what's going on. And in fact, I'm sure if you've been employed for a few years, you've noticed how gradually more and more of the benefits that you have are being removed. And I really don't see this changing anytime soon unless workers become aware of much-needed changes that need to happen with ERISA. We really need ERISA reform, which regulates how these self-insured employers process their claims, treat their employees, and a lot of them use it to deny claims. So from my perspective, workers need to start to stand up and say, no, we're not going to go down this path. You're already taking a bit from us now. And Congress, you really need to reform ERISA. So call your congressperson and tell them we need ERISA change, because if we don't, we're really going to end up in a place that we don't want to be. And from my perspective, the Affordable Care Act will not actually do as much to increase the cost. I think it's just an issue that they have been able to get all of these profits and they don't want to lose them. Our next article talks about worker confidence when we return, so stay tuned. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Esra on Blog Talk Radio. Esra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Thank you. You are back with Eskra on Block Talk Radio. Where does worker confidence stand? Our next article talks about this. It is titled, What You Should Take Away from This Year's Retirement Confidence Survey, and it's by money.usnews.com, and it's written by Gary Foreman. Quote, the Employee Benefit Research Institute recently released 2012's Retirement Confidence Survey. The survey contains a number of interesting findings, especially for baby boomers and those thinking about retirement. For instance, current workers' confidence in their ability to pay for basic expenses in retirement has dropped dramatically since 2007. At that time, 40% were very confident. Today, that meter has dropped to 26%. Also consider workers' confidence that they're doing a good job of performing or preparing for retirement. In 2006, only 12% said not at all. By 2012, that number has increased to 19%. Workers are also expecting to work longer. 20 years ago, 50% planned to retire before age 65. Today, less than 1 in 4 expect to retire at that age. The other half of those who are retiring report it's happening sooner than they had planned. 50% say it's due to health issues, and another 21% cite the loss of their job. There's also a big difference between workers and current retirees in their dependence on Social Security. Approximately 69% of existing retirees say Social Security is a major source of their income. Meanwhile, only 31% of today's workers expect Social Security to play the same role for them. Additionally, the recession appears to be affecting the number of workers who have money saved for retirement. In 2009, 75% said that they had savings. Today, that number has fallen to 66%. The number was especially steep with households incomes under $35,000 at only 35%. The assumption would be that they consume money saved for retirement for current expenses. Age makes a difference in retirement savings, too. Workers between the ages of 35 and 54 are just as likely to be saving money as their counterparts 10 years ago. But among younger workers ages 25 to 34, the number saving for retirement has dropped from 70% to 55%. Although it wasn't cited in the survey, rising student loans may contribute to the decrease. The amount saved could fall far short of what that age group needs in retirement. Fully 60% report that they and their spouse have saved less than $25,000 for retirement, excluding their home and defined benefit pension plan. About half of them haven't managed to save more than $1,000. Finally, less than half of the workers surveyed have calculated how much money they'll need to retire. As a result, the survey shows they are more likely to have a higher target for savings. So, end quote. Are you surprised by these results here? Unfortunately, I'm not. Raising the age of retirement does nothing for the baby boomers who have placed a great deal of money into their retirement systems. We have been one of the most prosperous generations yet. Now that we are approaching retirement, most of the money is gone. Can you follow the money? Is anyone talking about this? Take care of yourself out there, baby boomers, and stand up for your rights and retirement. Now we can see why people in New York for the fast food industries are picketing, are standing up for the rights and saying, hey, we need $15 an hour. Something has gone seriously wrong when profits are soaring for 1% and 99% are just barely scraping by. There's just something wrong with the content of our character from my perspective. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and look at one more article. It's time to take your calls. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. If the lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decision on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. Thanks for listening to Esther's radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and welcome back to the broadcast. Our next article actually is a poll. It's actually, the title is Vacations Beat Savings in Worker Poll, and it's by MarketWatch Blogs, and it was written by Annie Tigerson. Quote, forget retirement savings. When asked to rank the employees' benefits they most valued, American workers picked an extra week of paid time off versus one-time $500 increase in their employer's matching contribution to their 401k. Overall, consulting firm Mercer, which sponsored the survey, said that the results reveal a preference for immediate gratification over benefits that can potentially deliver value over the long term. Our Americans aren't alone in this preference. Paid time off was the number one pick of workers in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Canada, and Hong Kong. French workers, who already generally enjoy generous vacation benefits, had a different top choice, dental coverage. Spanish workers want private health care coverage, while Brazilians favor food and gas subsidies. Only the Italians selected higher retirement benefits as their top pick. When given a head-to-head choice between benefit enhancements and a salary increase, workers in all countries except for Canada opted for the pay raise. Canadians prefer paid time off. Employees valuing more time off and increased pay in the current stress-filled economic environment may be understandable. But there are other benefits that have the potential to create more important protections, income protections, through health benefits and income replacement, through retirement and saving vehicles, said Dave Rahill, president of Mercer's Health and Benefits Business. Conducted in July and August, a survey of 10,400 workers in 10 countries also asked about retirement readiness. Overall, 74% of Americans say they feel very or somewhat concerned about the readiness to retire, versus 77% of employees in Ireland, 74% in Brazil, 76% in France, 78% in Italy, and 81% in China. Just over 70% of Americans say they save less than 10% of their pay, in contrast to 37% Brazilians, 32% of Italians, 55% of Chinese, 46% of Hong Kong citizens say 10% or more, end quote. The one thing I have gotten from these articles is the fact that you can see that America is going in the wrong direction. And I think one of the ways in which that we're going to make this corner is when we have leadership that's more concerned about all of us and not themselves. Our time actually is valuable, and I think that's one thing this poll has said or demonstrates. And much of it is taken with different roles and responsibilities that we have. Americans are in trouble if close to retirement, and Social Security isn't going to be enough. So let's hope the baby boomers are as creative in old age as when we were young. From my perspective, it will be one of the few saving graces that may be needed in our golden years. Send me a message and let me know what you think. In a moment, we'll be right back. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Estra knows firsthand your situation. Let's talk. That's it for our show today. We've enjoyed you being here with us. Meet us back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. We want to extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, Whitney Houston, James Edwards, and InternetArchive.org. The articles which made our time more interesting, make sure to visit them at their website. Their links are out on Facebook at Estra's Blog Tips. Next week, our topic will be you and food. I thought that was what it was going to be this week. I think I mentioned that by accident last week. But next week, it will definitely be food. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech allows Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you.